Good morning. I'm excited to be here today to tell you a little bit about a new availability index that we developed to evaluate the effect of WIC policy changes on the food environment in New Orleans. And I have no relationships to disclose. So historic changes occurred to the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, commonly known as WIC. Changes occurred to the food packages that they provide to women, infants, and children at nutritional risk. The food package changes included the inclusion of low-fat milks, whole grain breads, and brown rice, as well as the inclusion of cash vouchers in order to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables. And this is one of the largest revision that has occurred to this program since its inception over 40 years ago. So far, there have been a limited number of evaluation studies on the impact of this change. The few that are occurring are looking at the impact on WIC participants, looking at the impact on this change on WIC vendors, as well as looking at the larger food environment and the impacts that this change has had. So we wanted to add to this growing body of literature and wanted to assess the impact of these changes on the retail food environment in New Orleans specifically. New Orleans is a city that has large disparities in access to healthy food and overall is underserved as a whole as a city. As many of you are aware, that anybody who's worked looking at store and retail food environment measures, the data that we collect is very complex. So we felt that there's a need to develop a tool that would help to summarize and assess all this complex data into a more understandable and simple way to interpret, to look at these complex changes. So we set out to develop and test a new availability index that would summarize this complex data that we collected from the food environment, and then to use this index in order to examine the changes in the WIC food store environment that occurred from 2009 to 2010 in New Orleans. And this project is part of a larger study that's a natural experiment with a pre-post-test design. We've entered both WIC and non-WIC food stores at two points in time. Observation one, we looked at both WIC and non-WIC stores, and then observation two, represented by O1 and O2, we again went back into WIC and non-WIC stores. And the X here represents the WIC package changes that were implemented in October of 2009. So we observed the same stores at two points in time. Again, looking at the model O1, we collected data in WIC and non-WIC stores before the WIC food package change. This data was collected in September of 2009. And then again, we went back into these same food stores, both WIC and non-WIC, 1 year post WIC food package changes. And this data was collected in September and October of 2010. And for this, both studies, the store is looked at as the unit of analysis. So our store sample was collected by merging two lists. We acquired a list, a WIC vendor list that was obtained from the Louisiana State WIC Department. We merged this list with our New Orleans food store census data. We collect this data on an annual basis where we ground truth. We have trained observers who drive around every street of every census tract within New Orleans. So we have a maintained list of open food stores throughout the city. From this existing list, we took a random sample of WIC and non-WIC stores by store type. So we, for our inclusion criteria, we looked at three types of grocery stores. These were supermarkets, medium stores, and small stores. An in-store survey was completed to assess the availability of WIC food items in these stores. So this criteria is based on the required WIC items from the Louisiana State WIC Department. And the enumerators were going into all these food stores and looking to see if these food items were available or not. We did collect other information within this survey to inform the larger study that I'd be happy to answer questions about at a later date if anybody wants more information about that study. We trained graduate public health students and community project assistants to go into these food stores to identify and look for these required WIC food items and indicate if they were available or not. From the in-store survey, we developed our WIC Availability Index. We wanted this to have one score that would be able to assess the availability of all WIC food items. We wanted this to be simple and transparent and also replicable. Overall, we have a scale on the index for a total score that ranges from 0 to 100 with 10 components, and each component can have a score from 0 to 10. And each component is based on categories of food items that are included in the WIC food package. So here you can see the breakdown. These are the first 5 of 10 components. You can see in the far left-hand column the different component categories. So here you see cereal, grains, milks and cheeses, eggs, peanut butter, peas and beans, and fish. You see that each one of these components has a score that ranges from 0 to 10. And then on the right-hand column, you see the criteria that each individual store would have to have in order to get the maximum score of 10 for each of these components. So for example, if you look at the cereal and grains row, you see that there is a score range from 0 to 10. And in order for a store to obtain the score of 10 for this component, they would have to have one variety of whole wheat bread, one variety of brown rice, and 5 varieties of cereals. So these criteria on the right-hand side were again developed based on the Louisiana State WIC program requirements for stores to have to maintain their WIC vendor status. And all of these points are sort of given on a linear scale. So for example, looking at the 5 varieties of cereals, to earn 5 points. If a store, for example, had 3 varieties of cereal, then they would get 3 points for that. And here you see the remaining 5 components: juices and fruits, vegetables, infant formula, infant cereal, and infant fruits and vegetables. We found that the index values, when looking at them, were not normally distributed, so you'll see the median scores reported here rather than the means. We conducted Wilcoxon sign rank tests to determine significant differences in index values. And you'll see results reported from baseline comparing the index scores by store size. Also at baseline comparing within the store size categories, looking at WIC and non-WIC store scores. And then also comparing baseline to follow-up values. And this was all conducted in SAS version 9.2. So, looking at our baseline results by store type, these are, again, the median WIC index availability store size. We see that supermarkets, as expected, have the highest score. Medium food stores followed, and small food stores, as expected, had the lowest score. So trying to look at a difference by WIC vendor status, looking at supermarkets, we see there's not much difference in score by WIC and non-WIC status. We see what appears to be a difference in WIC and non-WIC store medium food stores. However, this difference was not found to be statistically significant. Small stores is really where we saw some action. So we see that the WIC small food stores were had significantly higher median index scores than their non-WIC counterparts. So adding in follow-up data, so looking at 2009 and 2010 data by store type and WIC vendor status. Again, we see there's not much difference in supermarkets from 2009 to 2010 in either WIC or non-WIC stores. However, in medium food stores, we begin to see some differences. We see that the WIC medium WIC food stores had significant increases in scores from 2009 to 2010. And then again, in small food stores, we see the largest difference in both WIC and non-WIC food stores. So we know that there are some changes going on. We wanted to sort of see, okay, where were these changes occurring? So you'll see in this table, we'll look specifically at small food stores, both WIC and non-WIC stores, and looking at the 2009 and 2010 component scores. And you'll just see here the components where the changes occurred. So we see that in the cereals and grains component, we see that there is a significant increase from 2009 to 2010 in WIC food stores. Juices and fruits, we see both WIC and non-WIC food stores the score increased. For vegetables, we saw an increase in the non-WIC food stores, but it wasn't a statistically significant increase. And then for infant fruits and vegetables, we did see a significant increase in the WIC food stores from 2009 to 2010. So in summary, from baseline measures, we found that median WIC index scores were highest in supermarkets, followed by medium food stores, and then small food stores having the lowest scores. We found no difference in supermarkets by WIC vendor status. And we found that median WIC index scores were higher in small WIC stores than small non-WIC stores. This was true for the overall index score that was out of 100 points. And this was also true, although it's not reported here, we found that this was true for all of the 10 component scores. Looking at data comparing 2009 to 2010 data, we again found that there was no change in supermarkets from 2009 to 2010. The largest changes occurred in the medium WIC food stores and in both the small WIC and non-WIC food stores. And these changes occurred in the cereals and grains, juices and fruits, and infant fruits and vegetables. Some of the strengths of this project were that we were able to develop a simplified way that would summarize the complex food store data that we've collected. And specifically for this project, it was data on WIC foods. Foods in the WIC package. We have external validity in that expected differences to be seen were picked up by this instrument. The instrument was able to show a difference in WIC vendor status in the stores as well as a size difference. Our store sample was representative of New Orleans, so we do feel that this is showing changes that were occurring across the city. We observed 80% of all food stores in New Orleans and had high retention rates from 2009 to 2010. However, although one of our objectives was to simplify this data, one of the limitations to doing that is that we may be losing some of the detailed information by reducing the complex data into one number in this one score. And we also know that it's difficult to attribute changes solely to the WIC food package change. There may be other changes to the retail food environment that's going on that we're not able to capture in this tool. And we don't have any intervening data, so we don't have WIC redemptions or anything like that. In the future, we're interested in moving forward and looking at differences by neighborhood with this tool. We also will continue to monitor the impact over time. Actually, right now, we have enumerators who are out in the field collecting this data for a third data point to have. We do think that this index model is adaptable for use in other states. It may be able to be used at a national level as well. And we think that this information can be used to inform federal food policy. So we've seen that a change in policy has actually affected the food store environment in New Orleans. So although we don't have intervening data, we don't know that people are necessarily purchasing and consuming these new foods, whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and reduced and low-fat milks, but we do know that it's changed what's available in their environment. So we think that that's a great first step to take. And again, just to acknowledge other investigators and all of our graduate public health students and community project assistants who's helped over the years on this study, and acknowledge our funders. We're one of the prevention research centers across the country and are also involved in the Nutrition and Obesity Policy Research and Evaluation Network. We also receive funding from the USDA for this project. So my contact information is here. I'm happy to answer questions at a later date after this, or I think I have a few minutes to answer some questions now. I don't have that specific data. I don't think that there were many who lost vendor status. We're still looking at that to get a specific number to verify. But from our observations and just from going in the stores, it didn't seem like there were many small food stores who may have lost that status. And it did seem like a lot of the non-WIC vending stores sort of started to change some of what they were providing as well, which was interesting to see. Good question. Mm-hmm.
Which clearly a lot of those were lower numbers than your index. So what,
yes.
Kind of what do they need to have to actually be what sort of out of that?
Yeah, so that is an interesting point. And there were a few categories of foods that seemed like there was larger difficulty for the WIC food stores to carry. I don't know how well I can answer that question. We based our criteria on the Louisiana State Vendor WIC requirements. So by our knowledge, that was what they were supposed to be carrying. It may just be that we may be able to identify areas where they were having more challenges carrying those items. And we've been in discussion with the Louisiana State WIC Department to sort of talk about our findings and how we can help them in the future going forward with this. Yeah?
Were you able to differentiate between stores that don't carry the item at all versus just having to be out of it on that particular item?
So part of the protocol for our survey is that we're collecting observations at that one point in time. Again, the protocol is not for people to interact with the manager, so it's if that item is there at that specific point in time that they're observing it. Also, so the Louisiana State WIC Department has some food items on their list that you have to have a specified brand or specified size. We did take that into account, but for I think all of our food items, we also looked at what we consider to be an alternate. So we're still looking to see if they carried that food item. So whole wheat bread, we looked at the specified brand that the Louisiana State WIC Department requires, and then also looked to any alternate source of whole wheat bread that may have been another brand or size. So we're looking at not necessarily compliance with the WIC vendor requirements, but looking at just sort of the general categories of foods that they're requiring now to carry and seeing the broad implication of that in the food stores. Yeah. We did look at the entire New Orleans area. We're still looking to make sure that we're pretty sure it was very representative. We looked at over 80% of the food stores. We don't think that there are sort of biased participation rates by neighborhood. However, we do know that there are differences in store types by neighborhood in New Orleans and differences in what those stores carry. So that's sort of one of our next steps that we're interested in taking is to look at these results and look at it at the neighborhood level to see if there are differences by neighborhood. Thank you.